You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know, it's funny, Gator, because you put in your show sheet today, you put some interesting stuff, actually the last 2 days, and I want to circle back to one in particular later in the program because I was like, why did he put that in his show sheet? But you said this guy's become your new favorite unheralded Tiger. And I started thinking about it. I'm trying to figure out who fits the category because I'm not sure there's a whole bunch to choose from anymore because the guys have gotten all-star recognition and then the guys who aren't heralded. Well, I mean, maybe it's somebody out of the bullpen. But anyway, your guy is?
It's Wenzel Perez.
Yeah.
And he's, I'm still not sure what he really is. You know, it's funny. I'm watching the game last night and the beginning of the broadcast, they show the Tigers' defensive configuration. They show Javi Baez in center field and Wenzel Perez in right field. And I just kind of chuckled to myself because those are two infielders playing outfield.
Right.
Wenzel Perez was a second baseman,
right,
you know, coming up through the Tigers system. And obviously Javi Baez is an all-star gold glove winning shortstop. But here they are, representing the Tigers in the outfield. So I followed Perez all through his journey in the minors, and I was excited when he got a chance to play last year with the Tigers and played a lot more than I thought he would. I mean, he had 112 games last year, you know, hit a very modest 242 with a 683 OPS. But he had some pop in the bat, switch hitter. You like to see that. This year, he's played in 59 games, 200 at bats, so almost half the at bats he had last year. But his production is very good. And his OPS is now 807 for a guy who's not playing every day, but now he's starting to play every day and getting these opportunities. He does everything well. I don't know if he does anything great, but he does everything pretty well. Hitting from both sides of the plate.
I was about to say, can you tell me his OPS from each side of the plate?
I can. Left-handed hitters, his OPS.
Left-handed pitchers.
Yeah, sorry. Versus lefties, he is 957 OPS. Versus righties, it's 750, but still well above average.
That's above average. How many do you have? How many different spots in the order he's hit this year?
He has hit first, third, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. Six different positions in the order.
In the order, and how many different positions he played in the field? Do they have that?
Left field, center field, right field, and DH. So all outfield. He has not played in the infield.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean he's a. It feels like he's kind of two players in one, given that he is a switch hitter. He can play all the outfield positions. They can put him anywhere in the lineup, whether he's hitting top or bottom. And he just goes out there and does the job. I mean, I wouldn't call that catch he made last night spectacular. I would call it a pretty great route to get to that ball. And he traveled a long way to get to that ball. For people who saw it, there was a ball hit to right field that he had to run a long, long, long way to get to it and then made sort of a sliding catch. And he didn't have to reach out that far. But he played it like a seasoned outfielder.
Yeah, and I think as he's running towards a wall, who knows how far he has to go and how much space he's going to end up when he stops sliding, but that may have played a role in the truncated slide. But he's making plays in the outfield, catching the ball, and we know that he had the three outfield assists within two games or whatever, the two in the one game, in the same inning. He just does everything well. I think he's a solid player. He's got a little bit of speed. He can run the bases. I just really, really like Wenzel Perez. And I always think about 5 years from now. Is this player going to be here 5 years from now? Because I'm not sure how many of the Tigers on this roster will actually be here in 5 years.
I know, right? It's hard to predict. I suspect Colt Keith. If I had to pick one, I'd probably pick Colt Keith.
Well, he signed to a contract, but it's a team-friendly contract, and he still hasn't really locked down an everyday position.
Nope.
But maybe, You know, I would think Riley Green. I would think
Jackson Jobe.
Yeah, I think Spencer Torkelson, but maybe not, because, you know, you're talking about a position dime a dozen with first baseman that can, and DH types that can hit for power. But, I mean, in 5 years is a long time.
It is. And so are you saying is Wenzel Perez going to be here in 5 years?
I don't think he is, but I'm enjoying him now.
He could be.
He very well could be.
Because here's what the thing about Wenzel Perez, it feels like he could be. If one of the prospects that they are counting on being here in 5 years fails, it feels like Perez could fill in at a number of positions. I mean, he hasn't played infield this year.
No. And he's 25 years old, so you're talking 5 years, be 30, right? So you start get to that age of 30, and then you start to really think about it. How many Tigers can you think of in the last 20 years that played more than 10 years with the team?
It's not a lot.
No. Initially you might think, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And then you start to go back on it. Maybe they didn't play 10 years. But nonetheless, I like what he does. I think he brings so much versatility to the team, just from being a switch hitter alone. And he's competent at both sides of the plate.
So on radio, we, of course, have a great play-by-play guy in Dan Dickerson, and then very good sidekicks that spend time with him as they've kind of rotated through the color analyst position, TV and radio. And we often play you Dan Dickerson highlights. We do want to play the home run last night that gave the Tigers the win. In the top of the ninth inning, Spencer Torkelson's at the plate. And before the rains came, he steps up. And I mean, you talk about a call. Here was the call last night from Jason Benetti.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Okay, there's a couple things about that. One is Tiger fans present,
yes,
which is cool. But two is he freaking called it. Yeah. I mean, the ball was like being released
right before he throws it. Yeah.
Yeah. How about a torque bomb? And then a torque bomb.
Kaboom.
What a great call from Jason Benetti. That's like, I got to tell you, I think every guy does this. Should go deep here. Or, you know, you try and call the next play in football, or you call for the home run, or...
But you may call for it a lot.
You do all the time. Like, yeah. You know what would be helpful here is a 4-6-3 double play.
I sure could use a double play.
Yeah, I sure could use a strikeout. You sure could use a 6-4-3 double play. Sure could use a torque bomb.
But then afterwards, Dirk said, he's like, you don't call these out that often.
Yeah.
And I think he's right. I don't think you hear Benetti call for it. I mean, I feel like you hear the color commentary would be more apt,
yeah,
to call his shot. But Benetti called his shot. It's wild to hear the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
And he was dead on. It was great. It was great.
Yeah.
Perfect timing and torque. It was one of those that looked like it was one of those hits that he could feel right away, like he hit it pure. The only question is, will it stay fair? Like, there's not a whole lot of effort in the swing, which is boom, gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is he hits the ball and doesn't run. He leans. Like, he starts. He starts to try and, you know, the body language that just says, "Please, can I get this thing? Can I lean hard enough to get this thing to stay fair?"
Right.
And I was expecting it to go foul because he didn't run.
Yeah.
Because I thought he knew that this was going to hook foul.
And then they get the view from behind home plate, and like, oh, that could hit the foul pole. That could. Yes.
Yeah. And then when it clanged off the foul pole, and in the meantime, I'm just like, frickin' Benetti called it. That was awesome. And it was timely. And now the Tigers have won 9 of 14, which is nothing to necessarily write home about, but it is the fifth best record in baseball over the last 14 games. You can always find a stat that supports something. But
hey.
Look, a little better. They're getting a little bit better. Are they slowly returning to form? Are they settling into being something less than the best team in baseball? The record suggested that they might be the best team in baseball. Even if they're not the best team in baseball, they could still win the division. They could still win playoff series. Hell, they could still win a World Series if they can tap into that great version of themselves that we saw for much of this season. But certainly a moderately reassuring win last night. Not the prettiest of games. A lot of unproductive outs. Some hard hit balls off Chris Paddock, but they still got the job done. I mean, I guess if there's anything to write home about, and I don't know if anybody writes home about anything anymore, but if there's anything to write home about, it is the fact that the bullpen got the job done.
That they did. In a game where three of your maybe the most reliable hitters you've had in the lineup all season long went a combined 0 for 12 last night. Gleyber Torres, Kerry Carpenter, and Zach McKinstry went 0 for 12 with a combined 8 strikeouts between them.
Some feedback coming in. Something happened in the Tiger game last night that I bet has happened to you. We'll get to that today at 11:05 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. They're coming in hot with summer send-off savings right now. You can lease a new 2026 model year Equinox LT for just $359 per month for 36 months with zero money down. $359. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount finance through Ally Financial, 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends September 2nd.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.